Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On the line right now, as a matter of fact, we're excited to talk to our friend, our super friend from DirecTV's Red Zone channel and, of course, the NFL Network. He is Andrew Siciliano on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. By the way, we want to remind you our expert segment is brought to you by Burrs Heating and Cooling. Call the experts at Burrs Heating and Cooling or visit BurrsHVAC.com. Hello, Andrew Siciliano. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for being flexible. We had a pre-tape here with Browns legend Blake Hance, and he was actually on time, which is wonderful. So that's going to air today on the show. And, yeah, how is everybody?
We're good. I want to talk to you about the game, but how was Blake?
He was good. I mean, he is a, you know, offensive linemen are modest, and they don't like to talk about themselves very much. But he is a very humble and, I think, happy young man, as well he should, after turning 25 yesterday. I mean, imagine landing back after your first NFL game and, you know, you land back at 3 a.m. and, hey, look, it's my birthday. And I just played 14 snaps against Cam Hayward, and I haven't practiced. That's pretty awesome.
And I don't know the name of anybody on my team.
Yeah. I mean, he does know, and this was good. He actually got me on this. I hadn't made the connection. Because he had 2 months with Washington last year. So he does know Bill Callahan. He actually has met Callahan, but he still hasn't met Stefanski, obviously, and most others. So,
is Callahan the reason he's here? Is that how he ended up landing?
I got that impression, certainly. I mean, I don't know if he's the only reason. If you read the Peter King piece yesterday, Andrew Berry makes it sound like they were going to sign him in the offseason anyway off the Jets practice squad. But I'm sure Bill Callahan, I'm sure they checked with Bill Callahan. Maybe even Bill Callahan recommended him, but not certain. But certainly his familiarity in the system probably helped, you know?
You know, I mentioned this yesterday, Andrew. If you're looking, and clearly Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry did a great job of finishing this off, but if you're looking for something that shows what the Browns have been recently, it's the offensive line. And I said it because Jedrick Wills and Conklin were brought in by Andrew Berry. Joel Bitonio was brought in by Ray Farmer. J.C. Tretter was brought in by Sashi, and Wyatt Teller was brought in by John Dorsey. I mean, you have four GMs bringing in your five starting offensive linemen.
Yeah, the offensive line, too. And I haven't gotten to the second half yet. I rewatched the first half yesterday. And if you just look at the first quarter, I mean, there are plays when the aforementioned Cam Hayward, who's one of my favorite guys in the league, period, is on roller skates because he's getting pushed backwards. That line dominated. And that line is as much a reason for the victory as any. And they kept Baker clean. The Steelers have gone 73 straight games without a sack, guys. With a sack, the defense. 73 games. They didn't sack Baker Mayfield Sunday night.
Which is stunning considering the line.
Which
you know,
is stunning.
With all those guys out.
With all the issues. And stunning considering the way Week 6 went as well. I mean, the guy was running for his life Week 6. Now, if you look at last night or Sunday night, first play of the game, he is flushed out. He's forced to the sideline. He throws the ball away downfield. Got a little pressure there, and there were a couple of times where he escaped and made plays with his legs again, especially that third down in the second quarter, which was huge when they needed to answer the Steelers' score. But, yeah, the offensive line played a fantastic game, and Baker played a fantastic game, and it was glorious. But I was also thinking, too, watching back, not that you guys probably haven't said this, too, but, you know, how many of those guys were John Dorsey players out there? Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb and Baker Mayfield and Wyatt Teller and Jarvis Landry. You know, there were a lot of hands in putting this team together, but it was Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, to their credit, who truly made it work this year, and so many other people as well, obviously, but those guys in the leadership positions.
All right, Andrew Siciliano, media guy, take your hat off and be Andrew Siciliano, the Browns fan, for a second.
Yeah.
How did you experience the game, and take me through the emotions of even the very first play on defense?
So I went through my neighborhood. I live in like a cul-de-sac, and you know, we're all kind of friends, and we all like kind of watch football in the driveway, you know, like socially distant on weekends, especially on Saturdays. And right. I went around the neighborhood, and I kind of apologized in advance to people in the afternoon. Because they don't often hear me, you know, the Browns have only so many primetime opportunities, and they've heard me over the years at times, but I'm like, this is going to be different, so I apologize in advance for any noise I make. And it was 70 degrees. It was 70 degrees here Sunday, so I've, you know, the doors open and, you know, the windows open, and that first play probably sounded to my neighbors as if somebody was being murdered in my home. And then like the 5-year-old next door runs out to the patio and screams like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "I'm watching the game, buddy." And you know, his That's parents awesome. Make a lot of noise for the Dodgers and the Lakers and golf. And so he gets it. He's a sports fan. And then after the second touchdown, when I made even more noise, he runs back out. Mr. Andrew, I'm rooting for the Browns because of you now.
Like, yes.
Thank you, buddy. And it was amazing. Like my brother and I had talked in the morning, and you know, full disclosure, right after you and I, all of us guys, hung up on Tuesday, we get the kick in the gut about Stefanski and Petonio and
yeah,
right. Hodge and everything. I mean, just minutes after we hang up, and I'll be honest, I had some other stuff going on last week. It was a bad week, and it tempered expectations. I think my brother said it best. It's like you're still hopeful for the win. You're still going to enjoy it. But you go into it with a different level of anxiety, because if it goes badly, and there's a good chance of it going badly, it is what it is. And I hate that phrase, but you just survive in advance, and you're grateful for the season. And not in any way do you go in expecting to lose, but you just go in with a different level of anxiety because of the circumstances, if that makes any sense. And I woke up Sunday morning, hey, it's a Browns playoff game. But if this had been any other circumstances, I wouldn't have slept much Saturday night. But finally around 3:30, so about 90 minutes before the game, Pacific, I'm like, you know what? I'm finally going to have a beer. I'm ready for this. Let's do this. And then I started digging up all the old T-shirts and found a 1986 AFC Central Championship sweatshirt. And found growl towels from games in the 80s, and found all that stuff, and dug out the old satin starter jacket, and and had a few beers. It was
that's
good.
Awesome. Give one to the kid, your neighbor that's now a new Browns fan. Go give it
that's
to him.
Awesome.
Yeah, I might. I have two. I have the white one, which is just amazing. That still fits me. That's the one I wore in high school. But then I have the one from when I was a little kid, which is a youth size, which is the brown one, which I may give to Travers next door.
Aww. Yeah, you'll make that kid a Browns fan for life. If you, do.
You would.
Yeah. His parents will probably not go for it, but, yeah. You know.
And based on what happened on Sunday and my thought about it, you might not be condemning him to a lifetime of football hell.
Hey, man, like survive in advance. The goal is to make it habitual, right?
Yeah,
to make this a common occurrence doesn't mean you can't enjoy it, but you know you do enjoy it and you do relish it and you do remember where you were 18 years ago, where I still have a scar on my hand. I think I told you last week from punching a door.
Yeah, not good.
You know, but you want to make sure that you get used to it and you're not done. Yeah, like hey guys, we're not done, and that every team says that, but you know what? Keep it going.
Andrew, I mentioned yesterday, I thought yesterday, or the game on Sunday was, actually, I think we can look at it as even bigger than just winning a playoff game, because to me, it doesn't erase, but it clearly tells you to move past everything that's happened since the return in 99, because it's like, okay, we have something here. Now where does it go? But clearly you have a front office, you have a coaching staff, you have players. It's a different deal. And on the other hand, if you're the Steelers, you got to be wondering, the heck happened to all this, and where do we go from here?
Yeah, that's a great question, and those are questions that have not yet been answered. Two parts to that. Number one, It's kind of what I was trying to convey, and what I was trying to convey to my family as well, as the anxiety ebbed and flowed during the week, is you got it. And I had the same thought before the Steelers game week 17, is you don't turn the page until you believe in turning the page, right? You got to win, obviously. You have to taste that success, but you can't mentally live in the past, and hopefully this helps people move past that. I realize it's only a wild card playoff win, but it clearly, to your point, means more than that. So, like, I was done with it. I'm done with the negativity. As for the Steelers, if they want to be negative now, go for it. You know, it's time to see how the other half lives, and they have big decisions to make. Ben Roethlisberger looked a bit like a shot fighter.
Yep.
I know he can still play. He threw for 500 yards, for Pete's sake. I mean, the guy can still definitely play, but they have offensive line issues, they have running the ball issues, and they have to figure out, how they handle Ben Roethlisberger's contract moving forward. He says he wants to play, and he hopes it's there, and I can't imagine they don't want him back. But he has a birthday in a couple of weeks. He's 39, I believe, next week. His contract is an albatross. They picked 24th. It's kind of a crossroads. Inside the NFL on Showtime tonight has some great Ben Roethlisberger mic'd up stuff. I don't know if you guys heard that yet, where he's kind of crying to – maybe not crying, but you hear the emotion in his voice to Marquise Pouncey. Saying, hey, I wanted to do this for you. Now there's thoughts that maybe Pouncey may hang it up. So they're at a transition there as well. But they are still a damn good team where once they get Devin White and Bud Dupree and the pieces of their defense back, they're not going anywhere.
All right. We only have about 2 minutes here left. Your thoughts on Browns Chiefs and what can we expect in this game? I'm at the point now where I don't care what the spread is. It's just I'm not going to rule the Browns out. I can't.
That's for people that like to, have a little more fun with it. That doesn't mean a damn thing as it comes to what's going to happen in the game. I would say this: the biggest issue is Kevin Johnson and Denzel Ward. Do they get him back? And even if they do, you're going to have a hard time. I mean, if this game were middle of the season and they were at full strength, you'd still say, "Wow, you're going to have a hard time with Kevin Johnson, Denzel Ward, whomever is back there in the secondary, keeping up a Tyreek Hill and Mecole Hardman and everyone that they have." Travis Kelce, especially, this is a tough out even at full strength, an exceedingly tough out even at full strength. With those guys back, they got a puncher's chance, certainly, but they got to run the ball, they got to control the clock. The Chiefs, everyone says, oh, they're playing all these close games. Yeah, but they win them all. They win them all. And yes, they played a lot of 3-point, 4-point, 5-point, 6-point games the last 6 weeks, but they've won them all. They find a way. But after what the Browns did last week, I think exercising some demons, who am I to say no? I won't, because they got a shot.
It's funny. Agreed. Kevin Stefanski said exactly what you said last week. Find a way.
Yeah.
Kept saying,
yeah, we're 1-12, right? Or 1-8 now. So find a way.
All right, Andrew, good luck this Sunday on the cul-de-sac. Are you back on the cul-de-sac this week?
For Sunday's game, I'll be in my house. I can't watch around other humans. They heard me outside. I warned them in advance, like I said. I'll be NFL Network here on Saturday doing a post-game thing for the Rams and Packers. And then I will be running 6 miles Sunday morning to work off the nervous energy and then switching to beer.
Well done. Well done.
Yep.
All right, Andrew. Thank you. Appreciate your time. You're the man.
Thanks, guys. Go team.
Oh, thanks, Andrew.
Something happened with Lindor? Did something happen to that?
I don't know. Did they change the name of the team, too?
What's a Lindor?
I'm not sure. Oh, that's that guy that plays for the Mets. Remember him?
I kid. That one stunk, but you know what? I think Sunday kind of made it go away a little bit.
There you go.
And the elixir for watching Ohio State last night as well. Thank you, Andrew.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that happened, too. See it.
See? Later. Andrew Siciliano, nice enough to join us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.